This is Athens News Matters from WUGA. I'm Chris Shoup.
And I'm Alexia Ridley. This month, WUGA's Artist in Residence series features the work of Abner Cope. WUGA's Michael Carden gives us this audio portrait.
When I was about 7 years old, my mother asked me, what did I want to do when I grew up? I told her I wanted to be a commercial artist, and at that point, she told me she gave up on my ever becoming a preacher. I used to draw my sisters from life when I was quite young. While the other kids were drawing cartoons from magazines, I would have them pose for me, and I would draw them from life. I went to Georgia Southern University, where I was told later that I was the first African-American graduate of the art department. Painting was my major, and I minored in printmaking. After arriving at Eastern Michigan University for graduate school, I started to look at people like Edgar Degas, Edouard Manet, and the famous portrait painter by the name of John Singer Sargent. Anyone who's interested in painting the figure or portraits will know John Singer Sargent. He is the benchmark for that particular genre. The only school that would accept me was Eastern Michigan University, but only as a non-degree graduate student, which meant that I could use that program to enhance my drawing skills and then reapply. However, I couldn't start right away because funds would not allow. I had a young family at the time, I had a daughter and a wife, so I spent time working, and one of the jobs that I had was janitorial work on campus. Not only was I on campus, my particular building was the art building. I would spend time in the various offices when I could during my breaks because I worked overnight. There was no one around and I had all the keys. And so I could go into the various offices and look at books and books and books, those artists that I admired, and you know, and then practice on my drawing skills. And then eventually we had enough funds that I could then sign up for drawing classes. And I took drawing classes for about a year or so, and then reapplied, and I was accepted into the program. I work with what I consider a limited palette, and I was taught that palette by the well-known portrait artist, still active today, Daniel Green. The palette is made up of strings of warm colors, cool colors, and ochre colors, as well as light and dark colors. And with that particular palette, I will find colors in everyone's skin tone, regardless of ethnicity. It really makes for a very vibrant undertone or underpainting, which people seem to be attracted to. When I teach, I start with the very basics. Those artists who are well known and who have been very successful throughout art history, they do the basic things well. If one can develop the skill for determining where edges begin to turn, when they turn, the degree of the turn, and for how long they're turning, therein lies, to me, the secret to capturing the essence of the sitter. I am so delighted to have been selected as one of the artists in residence.